proverbial safe harbor statement. I'm sure you've all memorized this. You can read it faster than I can read it, and if you can find all the information on risk factors and reconciliations for non-GAAP measures that we use in our SEC filings, as well as on our IR website. So without further ado, we'll get into the presentation. Allstate is a very attractive investment. Over the last year, Allstate has successfully navigated the economic and financial market turmoil that's gripped the nation. As a result, Allstate is an attractive investment opportunity for three reasons. First, we have a leading franchise in consumer protection and retirement, serving over 17 million households. Our strategy is competitively differentiated. Our operational expertise and proactive approach to driving shareholder value has rewarded shareholders over time, which we'll show you. And in addition to these fundamental factors for success, there's not been a more attractive time to purchase our stock based on book value multiples. To truly leverage our leading franchise in consumer protection and retirement, we have a strategy that differentiates Allstate from our competitors. We are seeking to reinvent protection and retirement for the consumer. We are not looking for marginal improvement, but to redefine the basis of competition. We're more than just an auto insurer or a homeowner insurer or a life insurer. We protect people from life's uncertainties while preparing them for the future. We put the customer at the center of all we do, asking, what does the customer want and is willing to pay for? Supporting the strategy by running the business efficiently, both operationally and financially, we drive value for the customers, employees, and shareholders over time. We came into 2009 with three clear priorities. First, to keep Allstate financially strong, to improve customer loyalty, and to reinvent protection and retirement for the consumer. We did an exceptionally well job on the first priority, keeping Allstate financially strong. As you can see on with the sub-bullets, we made money in the year, generating $1.9 billion of operating income and almost $900 million of net income. We built our stronger capital base and surplus, growing book value by 31% and statutory surplus by 15%. We achieved our underlying combined ratio guidance, which we provide at the beginning of every year. And we made substantial progress on Allstate Financial through the Focus to Win program. We focused our investment strategy in an evolving economic climate. Pre-tax unrealized position improved by $6.5 billion as we bet heavily on credit spreads coming back in, and that improved the value of the portfolio. And we reduced our realized capital losses from 2008 level by about a factor of 10. We didn't make quite as much progress on the third priority, reinventing protection and retirement for the consumer, but we do expect the foundational work that was done to pay off in dividends over the course of the next several years. In terms of customer loyalty, relative to that priority, we made great progress in 2009, closing the gap to the industry by a full point, and expect that this improvement to impact favorably our retention results in the future. We accomplished this result by making important changes inside the organization, changing the culture, which should lead to further improvements over time. Our 401k company match is now based on this measure as opposed to earnings per share, and given the improvement we made this year, it allowed us to reward all of the participants with the maximum payout. We continue to build extensive metrics inside the organization, focusing frontline employees in our agencies, more specifically, on driving up customer loyalty, concentrating in their personal impacts on the customers. And we'll talk more about this a little bit later. But for 2010, we have three priorities again. First, to continue to improve customer loyalty, where we believe that there is further retention improvement to capture over time. We will continue to reinvent protection and retirement for the consumer. And third, we will grow our businesses profitably. Accomplishing these goals will generate definite value for the shareholder. We'll achieve these objectives and increase shareholder value by growing our auto insurance business, earning an acceptable return on our homeowner business, and I'll show you a couple slides on that, positioning Allstate Financial for profitable growth, and continuing to take a very proactive approach in the way we invest. In terms of generating profitable growth in standard auto, our auto growth reflects the decisions that we made proactively to balance growth and profitability over time. We grew standard auto policies in force and premium from 2003 through 2006 as a result of several factors. refining our pricing structure for our target customers, significantly increasing our marketing spend, including a new campaign with Dennis Haysbert as spokesperson, launching Your Choice Auto, a new product platform, and expanding the number of licensed sales professionals in local Allstate agencies. As competitors lowered prices, we remained disciplined, maintaining adequate pricing levels. We did this because we do not have a price-only strategy, and we were concerned about the economic climate. Our objective was to maintain the profitability of our auto insurance business as a strong foundation for the company. The net result has been flat growth for the last few years, with very good returns despite higher cat losses and the financial markets turmoil. Our four growth levers in auto insurance are customer-focused, consistent with our strategy and enhanced by our focus on innovation. First, we will increase customer retention. We are doing this by aligning our value proposition around high-value customers. Secondly, we will continue to improve our price position in auto insurance. Over the last several years, we've adjusted prices to maintain profitability, even when our competitors lowered rates. This initially restricted growth. However, as our competitors' margins have shrunk, they have begun to increase their prices, improving our relative competitive position. According to published data, there were four times as many price increases as decreases in auto insurance in the fourth quarter of 2009, a trend that has existed for the last 2 or 3 years. We'll also have a key competitive advantage in our industry, leading pricing models. We're not relying solely on our pricing ability or on our competitors' actions. We continue to focus on reducing operating costs as well to enhance our price position. Thirdly, higher investments in growth are possible due to our profitability. This includes expanding the rapidly growing direct business and broadening the Allstate brand. And finally, we will grow by broadening our customer relationships. We have a great opportunity to meet more of our 17 million households' protection needs. For example, we have more than 3 million monoline property customers. Going after these customers to sell the auto will increase auto insurance sales. This also includes offering them differentiated products. Our focus on the customer led us to be innovative in developing our distribution capabilities. This breadth of distribution is a real strength for Allstate. Our competitors define themselves through their distribution. They're either a direct-only company or an IA company or an exclusive agency, captive agency company. But listening to the customers, we provide access when, where, and how they want. We offer local presence through our Allstate agency force, who build strong relationships with customers in virtually every community of America. Our multi-car homeowner customer tends to prefer this type of access. We are working today to strengthen our agency force to ensure they remain a significant part of how we serve our customers. We are building out our direct capability, as you'll see in a moment. And we offer products through independent agencies to serve customers who prefer to do business that way. We're in the midst of taking the next steps to build the strengths inside of those exclusive agencies. We're focused on improving the value proposition within the agencies and driving increased consistency and service standards out of them. We've embedded customer service standards, metrics, and mystery shopping inside our organization and are focusing on helping create a more consistent environment. The metrics we've got in place are helping us to see the impact of those results. Our agency customer loyalty index displayed here. You can clearly see measurement differences in retention, growth, new business capabilities. In almost every measurement we can find, a clear correlation between how our agents are performing in their customers' eyes and what their financial results are very evident. We're focusing on the drivers of these metrics. These drivers in the area of service standards are facilitating our existing agency plant, improving its capabilities. The net result of this will allow us to expand the number of licensed service professionals that we have interacting with our customers. An opportunity to deliver on those high-quality service standards will come with a somewhat larger agency size, and the number of licensed sales professionals inside the agencies will increase. We're also using an enhanced set of targeting capabilities as we deploy and look for more and more satellite locations. We'll put more promising marketing locations and driving incentives to accelerate the change inside the agency plant. In all, we're excited about these initiatives. They lay the groundwork for growth. We do anticipate some improvement in performance and migration towards the performance that we're seeing in the higher quintile agencies. Our direct business continues to grow and to be effective for us. In 2009, $622 million of written premium was generated. It was up 25% over the prior year. Our efforts in integrating with the agencies have been enormously effective. 50% of all new policies started on Allstate.com, and 87% of those closed in an agency office. We're finding that consumers have an interest in working and starting on the web, but they're also finding the value of our local franchise and our local agencies are something they'd like to move forward and engage with. We're going to continue to improve our web capabilities, and we announced this past quarter that we're opening up a new call center in San Antonio, Texas, to increase our capacity from a direct perspective, and we'll continue to focus on having our channels work together to drive that advantage. We'll also drive shareholder return by improving the returns in our homeowner business. This business has simply not earned acceptable returns on a sustainable basis. Over the last 5 years, we've focused considerable effort on improving the returns. In 2005, we generated $6 billion in premium from Allstate-branded homeowner insurance, but had an underwriting loss of $1.9 billion, reflecting large hurricanes, the most notable of which was Hurricane Katrina. We accelerated our risk management efforts to lower the probable maximum loss from hurricanes by buying more reinsurance, raising prices, and further lowering our market share on the coast. We've been at this for about 15 years, but a change in weather patterns required that we do more to protect shareholders. As a result, premiums fell in 2006 and 7, but we generated an underwriting profit due to our actions and the relatively benign weather throughout the U.S. In 2008 and 2009, the homeowner business generated underwriting losses again, not only because of hurricanes such as Ike and Gustav, but also because of a large number of catastrophes caused by hailstorms, tornadoes, and wildfires. We've got a bit of data here to help you. Here are the actual losses in red that we've experienced from catastrophes, excluding hurricanes and earthquakes. And what we describe as expected losses, and I say describe because it's a bit of a challenge to predict. I think all of you who watch us and watch the Weather Channel know trying to predict the weather and what it's expected is truly a challenge. The blue line running through the center is the expected losses that we would get in any one particular year, and surrounding that in the shaded area is one standard deviation through that. You'd expect statistically that two-thirds of your years would run in between those lines. And I think what you see here is when you look at this data, so statistically, you might get pricing folks to say, this is within our expectations and things are fine. You might also be a skeptic when you look about the models and statistics and say in the last 5 years, a different trend line has emerged. Consequently, we are now focusing on leveraging our expertise to adjust to an increase in these types of catastrophes. Pricing actions will enable us to take a significant step towards profitability in this business. During 2009, Allstate brand increases averaged 10.7% in 40 states and 8.4% countrywide. We've also tightened our underwriting processes and are diversifying our risk geographically. To ensure that these changes do not negatively affect our auto growth, we have increased our multi-line discount on auto insurance. This helps us acquire more of the multi-car homeowners who are our target customers and reduces the number of monoline homeowners that we protect. So in summary, for Allstate Protection, we are taking actions to drive improved customer loyalty, a stronger, more consistent local agency experience, a larger direct effort, an improved result from homeowners and other underperforming lines of insurance. All of these actions should lead to an improved auto competitive position. We're shifting now to Allstate Financial. We also have to improve the returns in this business. It started with steps we took in the past year to position this business for profitability. We're 90% of the way to our expense reduction goal of $90 million annually by 2011. We've updated our pricing to reflect current investment returns and risks so that we produce higher returns. We've also moved to compete with a variable cost structure and to provide more flexibility. We're now taking the next step to make retirement work for our middle market customers. An important step was bringing in Matt Winter, who has a highly successful track record in this business. We'll do this by taking advantage of our strengths. We have more than 12,000 Allstate agencies around the country embedded into the fabric of their communities. We have Allstate Workplace Division, which is one of the largest worksite providers in the country and growing rapidly. We'll focus on those products that we can do well with, particularly mortality and morbidity products, and move away from spread-based products. This move will also serve to reduce the size of Allstate Financial's balance sheet, both the liabilities and, in turn, the investments. All this will enable us to return Allstate Financial to profitability and support our growth as a company. The value of Allstate should appreciate as we continue to proactively manage our portfolio. Our investment portfolio is about $100 billion at the end of 2009. It's a well-diversified, high-quality portfolio that had outstanding returns last year as a result of risk mitigation and return optimization steps we initiated in 2007. And as you can see, nearly 80% of the portfolio remains invested in fixed income securities, of which 94% were investment grade rated. We proactively reduced our exposure to sectors that are not attractive to us. We reduced our exposure to commercial real estate by $5.4 billion in 2009, which represented a 30% decline in our exposure since the start of the year. We reduced our exposure to municipal bonds by $1.9 billion, or 8%, in 2009, through targeted sales of bonds where we felt the risks outweighed the investment benefits. We continue to take a proactive approach to other opportunities. We maintain significant exposure to corporate credit in order to capture the appreciation as spreads tightened. This increased the value of the portfolio and drove our stock price appreciation since last March. During 2009, we also put $16.6 billion in excess liquidity to work as we look to produce more income and capital appreciation over time. We've remained defensive regarding interest rate increases and are incurring substantial costs to hedge the portion of our investment portfolio that is not economically offset by financial liabilities. Consequently, we have reduced the duration of the fixed income portfolio to about 4, or about 5% in 2009. These actions are primarily in our property casualty portfolio. Allstate Financial assets are longer in duration by nature and are typically matched to financial liabilities. While this substantially reduces the economic loss from higher interest rates, we are subject to having unrealized losses on this portfolio for accounting purposes, which are not offset by accounting valuations of the liabilities since they are not marked to market. Despite the difficult environment, our long-term record of shareholder return and capital management remains strong. Over the last 10 years, total shareholder return has outpaced the insurance indices, and we have beaten the S&P 500. We're also pretty good stewards of shareholder dollars. Over the last 5 years, we've returned about $4.3 billion to shareholders through dividends and $10.4 billion by repurchasing 31% of our outstanding shares. Capital return to shareholders over the last 10 years is nearly $23 billion. We did adjust our dividend last year to be commensurate with our earnings level in the prior year. As you can see, our payout ratio changed in 2009 on the chart on the right. Our philosophy is clear. It's the shareholders' money. Use it wisely. Allstate's an attractive investment opportunity. We're a leading franchise in consumer protection and retirement. Our people, brand, advertising, and operational excellence are significant advantages for our company. Our strategy is competitively differentiating. We are focused on what customers want and are willing to pay for. We have excellent operational skills as a result of the breadth and depth of our organization and management team. Further, these strengths are currently priced at the lowest price-to-book multiple in 15 years. This gives our valuation significant upside. As we execute our operational priorities, shareholder value should grow. All of this positions Allstate as an attractive investment opportunity over the long term, and I hope you all be a part of that journey. Thank you for your interest in Allstate, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have. As we move out of the commercial real estate and the munis, are we investing in a lower yield with the money that we receive? It depends. There's some instances where we can get a fairly decent yield. What we have been investing in order, we have two purposes. One, keeping the duration short. We're primarily investing the excess liquidity in agency paper, high-grade corporate bonds, and equities, both foreign and domestic. The overall yield is about a push in terms of what we're selling to what we're picking up at this point.
Talk a little bit about the results of the common state farm that's
question was, could I talk a little bit about the results of some of, of our mutual competitors recently? I prefer to let them talk about their own results. I did see and review State Farm's results for 2009. They published it. They're out on their website. Their auto combined ratio looks like it came in somewhere around 109, maybe a little bit less than that, about the same level it was in 2008. They picked up about $4.5 billion or so in surplus. Their focus is on surplus growth. That's still down about $5.5 billion since 2007, so they still haven't recaptured all of the surplus that they lost since 2007. They have been taking rates. they've been doing what you would expect a company to do, given their combined ratio targets. So that actually helps, seeing as how they're the market leader, to have them behave in a way that is more rational than merely letting the combined ratio go and just go for growth. Pitching. Surrounds our past history of being a very aggressive share repurchaser and what our plans are for future in the share repurchase. You're absolutely right. In the fourth quarter, in the first of 2008, we suspended a buyback program that we had going, and the authorization went out of force, I think, in April of last year. So we have no authorization to buy back shares at this point in time. We also cut our dividend in February, to bring it back into line with what our earnings power had been. Even though we have rebuilt our capital over the last year or so, it's still not up to the levels where it was pre-2008. We're adequately capitalized. The ratios that we have in both the property casualty company and the life company are adequate relative to rating agency expectations. And we have about a little over $3 billion at the holding company. Our annual fixed charges at the current dividend rate are about $650 million. So if you conservatively wanted to hold at least 1 year fixed charges in advance, that comes down to a little under $2 billion that would be available for deployment in some way, shape, or form. Our view right now is we're still a little, we're not all that confident yet in the capital markets in terms of where that could possibly go. So at this point, it seems that it's more prudent to hold on to the capital, at least in the near term, rather than put it back into the hands of the shareholder only to have to go back out and raise it. We never had to raise capital through the whole deal. We were approved for TARP money but declined in May of last year. So at this point, as the operation returns to better profitability, we continue to generate capital every day. And as we move through 2010, we will focus again on what we're going to do as we develop more capital. Our track record is pretty strong in terms of what we've done in the past. We really have a fairly simple capital management philosophy. Put all the capital you can to work in businesses that are generating great returns. That doesn't really require a lot of new capital to support the auto homeowner business at this point. You look to see if you can buy something that will give you new capabilities and expand the franchise. We look a lot, we don't buy a lot, and ultimately what we have done in the past was we get to the third step. We keep our dividend in line with our earnings power, and then we would use share repurchases as a float. And as I said, over the last 10 years, we've repurchased between dividends and repurchases, about $23 billion out of about $28 billion that we've earned over that period of time. So we will continue to look at the opportunity to return capital through share repurchases, but we will also look at other opportunities if they're available. The question is, what's the normalized return one can expect out of the Allstate Financial business? It depends on the product category. The products that are mortality, morbidity-based tend to generate pretty good returns if they're priced right. where you have a much lower expectation for returns on spread-based products, where you literally get priced out, the returns get priced out pretty quickly in the marketplace. So we're shifting away from that particular part of the operation, going more into the mortality, morbidity business, really focusing our efforts on developing very simple products that can be sold through the agency channel into 17 million households. Okay, thank you very much.